In Chicago, every few weeks, for holidays, birthdays, and not-so-special times, some incarcerated parents at Cook County Jail get to make gifts for their children on the outside. The idea came from Mary Best, a preschool teacher of 40 years in rural Illinois. Since 1993, Aunt Mary's Storybook Project has been a lifeline for jailed mothers to connect with their kids by making available children's books and recording equipment for the inmates to read aloud to tape. The tapes and books are then mailed to the children. The program, adopted by many correctional facilities, was originally meant for mothers in jail. It was recently extended to include men. Producer Dan Collison sat in on some of the taping sessions.
All right, testing, testing, testing.
All right, testing, testing.
Sounds pretty good. You ready, Steven?
What's up, Samantha? This your Steve. I'm gonna read you a book, baby girl, called The Bernstein Bears at the Super Duper Market.
Oh, I'm gonna read this book for my boys, Alvin, John, and Marcus. It says, from Dad, love always. Please stay in school and remember God loves you.
Hi, Julian. Hi, Rachel. To my prince and to my princess, this is your father. I just want to let you know that I got a book that I'm going about to read to you. But before I do, I want you to know that both of you are the key to my heart.
Hi, Trinity. This is your daddy. I miss you and I love you very much. I'm sorry I couldn't be there for your fourth birthday, but daddy found you a book. It's called Ronnie the Rabbit. And daddy knows how you love rabbits. So he sent you this special book.
Hi, my name is Brian. I read a book for my daughter, my four-year-old daughter, Trinity, today. And unfortunately, I was incarcerated on her birthday. I just had paroled from the penitentiary, so I wasn't able to make it quite to Chuck E. Cheese's for her birthday.
And that's Ronnie the Rabbit. And he says, my name is Ronnie the Rabbit. I dig tunnels for my burrow. And next to him,
my daughter, she's very intelligent. My mom tells her that I'm at work, you know. But she doesn't bring her up here to visit me because she's at the age to where she'll understand that. And I really don't want her to understand that her daddy's made some bad mistakes, you know. And this made me feel pretty good to be able to send her this because I wasn't there to give her something for her birthday.
Hello, Terry, Lee Harris Jr., and Micaiah Israel. This is your mommy. And you know I'm in jail because I'm honest with you. But I want you to know that I love you with all my heart, and I want you to
have my dear family, have Tiberius, Caprice, Dupree, and Mama. I have something for y'all. Send it from my heart.
Hello, this is Mom. I'm gonna read a book to you guys. This is for Stephen, Jamie, and Alizé. The name of this book is The Haunted House.
Long ago, there lived a good man called Noah.
One day, Mickey and Donald were driving down a dark road in the woods.
There was going to be a great
flood. Pluto was riding in the back of the car. You must build an ark.
You know, what would I do now to change a diaper? Just the smell, the stinkiness coming from it. I mean, that sounds weird probably to the people who's not here in the county jail. But I miss the crying at night. I miss the changing the bottles. And, you know, I miss my children. I want to see my kids, you know, go to school. And, you know, it's the little bitty things that count now in my life, but I've learned how to be a better daughter.
It was time to start again, my parents, since I've been to have babies, to raise families, to live in peace, and keep God's law. Thanks to Noah, there would never be another flood like that one.
For Pluto,
the end.
He was the one who had caught the robbers, and he deserved a reward. That's the end of this book. I chose this book because it was about a haunted house, but it wound up being about criminals. I wouldn't have chose this.
Keep Jesus on your mind. Keep reading your Bible, no matter what. Don't ever think that I don't love you because I'm not home.
Anyway, I love you guys. You all be good. And you guys brush your teeth a lot, a lot. And tell Grandma I say I love her and thanks for keeping you all. And I'll be home soon. Bye.
Mom, I love you dearly. Very so much for taking care of my kids while I'm in this mad place. And I want to tell you I'm sorry for all I ever did to you that ain't good in life. But I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I got this song I want to sing. You know it, so when you hear this tape, just sing it along with me. I know it was the blood And I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me.
I hope you like this book, Trinity. Daddy loves you and misses you very much. And I thank you, Mom, very much for taking care of Trinity during this rough time I'm having. Happy birthday, Trinity. Daddy will be home from work soon. I love you.
One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me.
Inmates at Chicago's Cook County Jail reading books on tape to their kids. The effort is called Aunt Mary's Storybook Project. Our story was produced by Dan Collison.